on domestic violence offenders and a crackdown on social media. Hello, I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. More than 550 people have been charged during a four-day police blitz targeting New South Wales' most dangerous domestic and family violence offenders. Operation Amarok 4 ran from Wednesday to Saturday, involving every police area command and district across the state. During the operation, police arrested 554 offenders and laid 1,070 charges, with 226 of those arrested wanted by police for serious domestic violence offences. Police Minister Yasmin Cattley told the ABC that the operation has a focus on high-risk offenders.
Really looking at those high-risk offenders for domestic violence that we have across New South Wales. So looking at if you are breaching your bail, if you are breaching your AVO, then that is exactly the offender that the New South Wales Police are targeting.
The New South Wales government say they're looking at changing online safety laws to keep young people safe. The state has called an emergency October summit to bring together experts in the field. Deputy Premier Prue Carr told Channel 7 that governments have a responsibility to keep children safe.
We're just seeing too many cases where the worst possible thing has occurred because of bullying online. We've banned phones in schools in New South Wales, and that's worked an enormous amount during the school day inside the school gates, but we need to look beyond that now.
It comes as the federal government looks to trial age verification technology and South Australia proposes a select online platform ban for children. An Indigenous Archibald Prize-winning artist has welcomed the National Gallery of Australia's decision to keep Vincent Namajira's portrait of Gina Rinehart up, despite her calling for them to take it down.
What's enjoyable about this is we've got artworks that are creating groundswell amongst the community. And regarding Vincent's portrait, I think it's very bold of the National Gallery to take their stance and not remove that. You can be the richest woman on this continent by default and inheritance from your father, but you cannot have a comment over a generic attitude of society.
That's Couriandus Black Douglas. Victoria's blood donation levels are dangerously low as the cold and flu season hits hard, forcing would-be donors to cancel. Red Cross Lifeblood has launched an immediate call for donors as reserves of most blood types drop to critical levels. The current demand for blood is extremely high and the current level of donations is struggling to keep up with high demand. While some stock is also held in hospitals, Lifeblood says it needs 1,200 people donating every day in the coming week to meet the need of patients. We'll have more coming up next.
Hey, you mob, it's Naomi Moran, proud Bundjalung woman and CEO of The Koori Mail, our 100% Aboriginal-owned and operated newspaper. Since 1991, we've been a respected source of news and information for our people. Whether it's an important community event or a focus on issues that matter, we've got you covered. So subscribe today by visiting koorimail.com. The Koori Mail is proudly the voice of Indigenous Australia.
Program sponsor.
The National Indigenous Radio Service, the voices of our people.
To sport, and in the AFL, the first week of the Sir Douglas Nicholls round has wrapped up with West Coast marking a win against the Demons yesterday. The score was 16-9-105 to 10-10-70 at the final buzzer. Yesterday's other game saw Port hold on for a one-point win against the Hawks at Adelaide Oval, and the Bombers flogged North Melbourne by 40 points. Elsewhere over the weekend, the Giants fell to the Bulldogs, Collingwood beat the Crows, and Fremantle beat St Kilda. Also on Saturday, Richmond failed to get a win against the Lions. The Sir Doug Nicholls round will continue this week. Meanwhile, the NRL's magic round has wrapped up, with the Dolphins putting the Tigers down 24-12 yesterday. Also yesterday, the Warriors beat the Panthers 22-20 and the Storm smashed the Eels 48-16. In other games, the Sharks beat the Roosters 38-30 and the Bunnies lost to the Cowboys 28-22 and the Knights beat the Titans 28-24. To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook or visit our website at nirs.org.au.
What do you want to do for the rest of your life? Nobody knows that. Question is, what do you want to do next?
practical courses.
With flexible choices.
Start a diploma to start earning faster.
Open up pathways to a uni degree. Do what feels right for right now. At TAFE Queensland. Apply now. RTO 0275 PRV 13003.
Station sponsor.
For our children, we all walk together. To keep our children safe, strong and connected to culture. Community organisations you trust are here to walk with you and can provide family wellbeing services for families and children of all ages. To find free and confidential support near you, search Family Wellbeing Services. Because when it comes to our children, we all walk together. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Trendy Trev. Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Is Radio Service. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, young First Nation artists, talent on show. We're talking about Yumi Arts here in Cairns, and Culture Through Our Eyes is the name of this exhibition. I'm going to catch up with Yarn now. We're two deadly sisters from Trinity Bay High School. We have Jasmine Davis, and we also have Penelope Savage Thompson on the line. Ladies, good morning. How are you?
We're good.
You both there? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, thank you. We'll start with you, Jasmine. I ask Mob. Jasmine, who your mob were you from? Who your tribal mob?
Well, I'm from, for my Aboriginal side, my mob is Mossman tribe.
Mossman? Kukiyalaji mob. Tribe. Yep.
Yes.
Lovely.
And I'm from Siba. I'm from Saibai.
I'm from Saibai. Okay. That's you,
yes,
Jasmine.
Saibai.
Yep. Penelope, who your mob were you from?
I'm from Laura from the Tableland.
Okay, yes. Tableland girl, country girl.
And from the islands, I'm from Moa Island.
From Moa Island. All right, beautiful. So we have Penelope Savage Thompson and have Jasmine Davis, a young First Nation artist, talent on show. We're talking Yumi Arts, Culture Through Our Eyes. Let's talk with you, Jasmine, first. What piece did you do for this Cultural Through Our Eyes?
So the piece that I did was basically like a clay making.
Mm-hmm.
I basically did like this little bowl type of thing that,
yes,
shows like my like Aboriginal side on the like on the outside, like all the symbols,
mm,
and on the inside like the serpent looking through the water to get this way home.
Okay, beautiful. That was all clay work, was it?
Yeah.
Was this
and
your?
Also,
yep. Sorry.
Also, it was also paint pens also on the outside.
Yes.
Kind of like coloured it in.
Oh, good. Beautiful. And is this your first exhibition with Yumi Arts, Culture Through Our Eyes?
Yes.
Good. How did you enjoy it?
The exhibition.
Mm.
It's this Friday.
Oh, this Friday coming. Okay,
so
thank
so
you. But leading up to it and walking through it, have you been communicating with Yumi Arts and...
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, fantastic.
Yes.
And you're grade 11, is that right?
Yep.
And what do you want to do when you leave school, Jasmine?
I reckon I'm going to, actually want to go to the Navy.
Oh, Navy. Okay.
Yeah, to be a nurse.
Oh, good. Beautiful. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But I've got a bit of a passion there for art as well.
Yeah.
Deadly. Penelope Savage-Thompson, so what piece did you do for this fantastic exhibition, Culture Through Our Eyes, with Yumi Arts? What did you do?
I did two stingrays.
Two stingrays? Is that is that clay or is that painting or?
Painting.
A painting, yep, two stingrays. And what's behind the story behind stingrays?
It's to show both of my grandparents' side of the family.
Okay.
And that they had to, like, travel through the water to find each other.
Ah, like a love story, connection for your grandparents. Aka and ate, they go make connection. That's beautiful. Yes. So is that your totem, stingray?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Fantastic. And did you, which way, your Akata still with us?
Yes, they both are.
Okay, they're still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Did you make yarn for them, telling you to make a painting for them too?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And what do you want to do when you leave school, sister?
I want to go to uni to study to become a marine biologist.
A marine biologist. Well, look, you there, girl from up top there, Torres Straits, and here, Great Barrier Reef, just here, backyard here, so that's a great industry. And I don't think we have many black marine biologists, so that's a great opportunity, great choice, I reckon. So congratulations with that, sister. Make it happen.
Thank you.
Yes. So are you enjoying the pathway with UMI Arts and this art space, cultural through our eyes? You enjoying it?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. And were there only used two from Trinity Bay High School involved, or were there other students?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just us two.
Fantastic. How did this come about? Did the teachers approach you, or did UMI Arts contact Trinity Bay, or how did this all come about, do you know?
So UMI Arts contacted art teachers that asked if anyone in like 10, 11 or 12 if they want to do a painting. And
and that's where you guys said, yes, pick me.
Yes.
So have you both ever been to CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair?
No.
Okay, well, you need to do that. It's one of our biggest it is our biggest art fair in the city. It happens every year, been running for 15-odd years. And we're talking about artwork that gets sold for about $40,000, $50,000 by our people, our black people.
Oh, wow.
So, look, yeah, so that is the platform, the vehicle that that you could drive in regard to your future if you wanted to. So one wants to be in the Navy, one wants to be a marine biologist. If you've got art on the side, a passion there, you could turn that into a business as well. So keep that in mind. So I urge you to go along to the CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. You can Google it, CIAF, and talk to UMI Arts. They are part of CIAF. And they will help you and direct you. And you need to go and check that out, my sister. I recommend you for you to both do that. You listen?
Yeah.
I got growl used to. Used to make sure you go.
Yes, you understand.
Oh, fantastic. So when does this exhibition happen in regarding UMI Arts Culture Through Our Eyes?
Friday at 6 p.m.
Okay.
It starts.
At the UMI Arts Cultural Centre? Oh, good. Well, fantastic. Well, do enjoy that journey. And when you're talking about, we are storytellers, us black people. So when you're talking clay work or painting, telling stories, congratulations. Too deadly. You're keeping our culture alive, my young sisters. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And all the best to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You better go class now. Go class now. No more muck around.
Yo.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Beautiful yarn there. Little yarn to high school students there from Trinity Bay High School who are part of UMI Arts exhibition, Culture Through Our Eyes. Fantastic how UMI Arts approached Trinity Bay High School looking for students. And they got in touch with young Jasmine Davis and also Penelope Savage Thompson. And they created work and will be displayed coming this Friday. So look, fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service, takes us across the country. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And a big shout out to NERS. Thank you very much. Too deadly.
If only you could see what this all means.
Let's talk about
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't want to believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited disinheritance? Took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made it feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet, nigga, new day, same bitch. Nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockups, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. If only you could see what you're doing.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart that's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward, praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us, the violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit. My willingness to believe for the nightmare that this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming, the better ways of a better day. And some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years, nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard if we all get the courage to get up and get involved with a little bit of love. Come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters.
Baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Family.
Yenda banapi bamanda, yenda bakat yenda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
It's your boy MSP. Ekole. I start for worry. Worry be long, I like a semi.
Hey,
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Chen, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, now the Queensland Child and Youth Clinical Network Forum happening up here in Cairns. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Rachel Beswick, co-chair of the Queensland Child and Youth Clinical Network, as well as Michael Hogan, the executive convener of the Thriving Queensland Kids Partnership. A very good morning to you both. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Start with you, Rachel. Your connection, who you mob, where you from?
Yeah, so I'm Rachel Beswick. I'm one of the co-chairs of the Queensland Child and Youth Clinical Network.
Yes. And Michael, yep.
Thanks. I'm Michael Hogan, convener of the Thriving Queensland Kids Partnership.
All right, fantastic. Look, the youth are our future. Clinical Network Forum. Tell us about this forum and what services are at the table and what areas are we working in regard to our youth and their futures?
Yeah, thank you so much. So the Queensland Child and Youth Clinical Network is Queensland's leading network of clinicians who advocate for kids and infants and youth across our state.
Yes.
There's more than 1,000 clinicians that are a part of this network, and it's doctors and nurses and allied health staff, policy people, all get together to talk about some of the issues that that we need to address.
Okay, and then we talk about solutions or pathways to a better future for our children. That's the sort of conversation goes on?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about identifying some of the areas that we can work in, and then really showcasing the great models that happen across the state and the really good pockets of work and how we can leverage those.
All right, fantastic. And how often do you do these forums?
Yep, so they're an annual forum.
Okay.
We have it every year, and it's been so great to have this year in Cairns.
Yeah, good, fantastic. So, Michael, the hat that you wear, the executive convener of the Thriving Queensland Network, Queensland Kids Partnership, so explain to us the job that you guys do and the work that you do, please.
Yeah, no, thanks. So the Thriving Queensland Kids Partnership, it's an initiative of ARACI, Australian Research Alliance for Children and Youth.
Mm-hmm.
And our job is to bring people and knowledge together. So we work across sectors and systems, so and across communities. So we bring not-for-profit, philanthropy, government agencies, universities. We've been collaborating with the Queensland Child and Youth Clinical Network with Rachel and her team.
Yes.
And we try to improve the knowledge and the language and the skills and the resources that are available to people who work with kids and families across Queensland.
Okay. Are we talking schools as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, we're talking babies through to our teenagers.
Well, the old saying, it takes a community to raise a child, so everybody needs to be at the table, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
And these 2 days, you know, after the forum, we're also able to stay and participate in the Early Years Conference, again in Cairns this year.
It
takes a village to raise a family, and as we know, it takes a family to raise a village.
Yes.
And as someone said, it takes a child to make a village. So fantastic to be with lots of folks from across not only far north Queensland, from the Torres all the way down, but across and then beyond.
Did we talk about the engagement at the parent level, if not grandparents level as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that You know, we see children do best when families can do well, when the community wraps around the family, when all of the services and systems that family might interact with, housing or employment or schools or health, are all on the same page.
Good.
And lots of great examples being showcased at this conference again today.
Now, you're both your organisations, are you a financial arm as well? Do you bring money to the table? And money is a tool, powerful tool. Tell us about that space.
Money is a powerful tool. You're absolutely right. I'm part of the government, so I work for Queensland Health. So
yes.
I'm internally advocating to try and get more funding dedicated towards our prevention services.
Good.
As Michael said, to wrap around children and families, and actually prevent disease.
Yes.
And Trevor, the partnership, you know, we're really lucky, we're very privileged. We work with philanthropies who are also really keen.
Okay, yes. They bring money to the table, don't they?
Yeah, and that allows us to do stuff that it's often hard for not-for-profits or even government agencies to do by themselves. So we can help bring them together, produce material, support professional development, like we've just done with the Clinical Network, and actually then support place-based and community-level initiatives.
Yes.
We love some of the stuff going on in the far north, and love to listen and learn and try to find ways to support that.
Fantastic. Yeah, it is a team effort. When we're talking, you're talking infants right through to what age, 17?
Well, for us, we actually start, we think about, what happens when parents get pregnant. All the way through
okay.
to when they're 24,
Yeah, sure.
Kids' brains and bodies don't stop evolving, and we support all of those stages of childhood, from infancy all the way through adolescence into young adulthood.
Beautiful. And when we're talking about our First Nation mob, are we talking about First Nation people front and centre as mentors or adults at the table that are supporting these kids? Of course, that would be happening, black on black?
Absolutely. And First Nations first for us.
Yes, yes.
As a kids partnership, we work as an ally or a partner with First Nations organisations like WhatsApp, Queensland Aboriginal Child Protection, PEG, with Craig, with a fantastic organisation we work a lot with called Yuba Yapinya. And we have First Nations leaders on our leadership table, and they guide the way we work.
Good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Lovely. Fantastic. So your organisations, you have offices around Australia or just at our cities?
The partnership is based in Brisbane.
Okay.
Although we are hosted by a national organisation called Eracy, and they've got people in Melbourne and Sydney.
Okay.
Round about. But we've actually also got a person based up here in Cairns at JCU.
All right. Yes.
Leads our work across country Queensland. We love to have people spread around the state.
Yeah.
Being able to,
Well, when you're talking about the Big Island, it's a big footprint, and so we need a network out there, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, good yarning with you both. Rachel, thank you very much. Michael, all the best to you.
Thank you.
What you're doing. Please do keep in touch, and congratulations. And let's work towards the future for our young ones. Thank you.
Wonderful. Great to be in Cairns.
All the best. Take care, guys. Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there. Rachel Beswick, her name is, co-chair of the Queensland Child and Youth Clinical Network. And also Michael Hogan, the executive convener of a Thriving Queensland Kids Partnership. And they have their network forum happening here in Cairns. So good to touch base and see the space that they're working in and looking after our young ones. And like I said, it takes a community to raise a child. So we all need to do our bit, you mob. There it is. Stand strong, stand tall. Your daily program, National Talk Black. And big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. And here at Bummer Bripper Media, BBM 98.7 FM.
Cause I'm coming at the zoo.
Where?
No power, no food.
Aye.
Black in housing, making moves. Mummy represent the zoo.
Represent.
Still the same, nothing new.
Ain't nothing
changed, stay true, bro. I'm coming at the bay.
Which way?
Which way? That way.
Aye.
Still put on for the north to the state. I'm in the bay.
4K all day. Aye, but this one here for the game.
It's the fresh and all original. Naughty Northside Aboriginal. The lyrical criminal. Out my spy, it's individual. I'm fresh. Bruh, I told you how to dress. This the cleanest from a nest. Brother Suave with finesse. I'm from Stafford. Like a carrot to a rabbit. Got the habit when I'm rapping. What up, Northside? Yeah, what's happening? Coming through. What it do? BLB, KTS, NSB, be the crew. Check it. Brother, still we are up in Stafford Heights where the hills be bruh. Rolling round, churn side through the Zoomia. 4K your day, now you feel me, bruh. We done fresh Murrays, fresh to death Murray. In the hood, rolling out like we Steph Curry. Put your hands in the air, that's for my people, G. It's all Northside love, check the frequency.
So I tell him, g'day, hey, how's it going? I'm representing Northside Bar, and you should know it. A place with a lad, show love to the lads. Born up the water, cuz gotta keep it flowing. You know it's 4-5 Northside, never lacking. From my place, so we keep the CP packing. Clean pool as I rip it. You ain't from the Bay, just admit it. Hitting six on his track like cricket. Also, peep this snippet. Me and TG, bro, we playing games like chess. Strategic with the moves, yes, better bring your best. He copped the L when my knight put his king to rest. Like GSC, that when my boys put their man to test. Bruh, you know what I find funny? Cats talk about riding and hopping out like bunnies. But when they see us, they say these lads are nothing. Watch them take a step, then watch them bounce.
Cause I'm coming out the zoo. Where? No power, no food. Hey, back in housing, making moves. Man, we represent the zoo. Represent. Still the same, nothing new. Hey, ain't nothing changed, stay true, bro. I'm coming out the bay.
Which way?
Which way? That way. Hey, still put on for the north to the state. I'm in the bay. 4K all day. Hey, but this one here for the game.
Look, TG, look, the menace of the NS. Check the CV, no pretenders. Do it for the block like Tetris. On point like a sentence. Got bars like a felon. The hard like I'm Willis, huh? Welcome to the top of the compass. Where my butter's trying to function. And my usos keep running. And my duckles keep pumping. End of the day is lovely. No matter what the north, always getting up to something. I'm from the zoo all the way to the 4510. And if you don't know, then ask a friend. I got the NS on my chest to the last breath. Represent till they crush my cast. Take a look, everyone doing digger. When we shake the hand and put the finger, or slap the hands with the fist. It's all love from the zoo to the cliff. Tell me who represent better than this, huh?
B-O-B and it's B-K-T-S and S, who else? 24-7 is for free until you know yourself. Home of the crims, where you put notches on your belt. Like don't be crab, bruh, rack it, pull the beeper off the shelf. Two OGs say TG, you did it. Reppin' Chermie and Stafford and in between webby ridges. Z-O-O-3-4 is the digits. You can catch me in the zoo, that's if you care to pay a visit.
Come and visit.
Look on the map where the north side is at. Bruh, I run the streets, yeah, that's our north side of rap. Hey, you know we keep it naughty where my north side is at. Four brothers on the track, can't get more north side than that.
Come on.
You wanna lay, think I'm kicked to where I stay. Which way? That way. 4K all day. When you wake up in the morning and you go to start the day, we'll just listen to the theme song play.
Cause I'm coming at the zoo. No power, no food. Hey, back in housing, making moves. Time we represent the zoo. Still the same, nothing new. Stay true, bro. I'm coming at the bay.
Which way?
Which way? That way. Hey, still put on for the north to the state. I'm in the bay. 4K all day. Hey, but this one here for the game.
Have you heard about the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme?
It's for Stolen Generations survivors who were removed from their families or communities in the Northern Territory, ACT or Jervis Bay.
It's a financial and wellbeing package for acknowledgement and to help with healing.
The scheme's open for applications now.
To find out more about the Territory's Redress Scheme, call 1800 566 111
or visit territoriesredress.gov.au.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Oh,
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, Indigenous Fashion Projects, IFP, involvement with the Australian Fashion Week. Look, with this, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with the Deadly Sister, Cassandra Pons, who's the founder of Lazy Girl Lingerie. Do check it out, lazygirllingerie.com. We have Cassandra on the line. Cassandra, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really good, thank you. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
I'm a proud Wadi woman, so my family is from the Gulf of Carpentaria, and I'm now based in the Scenic Rim on Mundanjali country.
All right, well, connection, my sister, because I've got ties there, connection there for the 1 year Gungalita mob, so
There you go, my sister. That means I can borrow money off you.
Amazing. That's awesome.
My sister, so here you are, the founder of Lazy Girl Laundry. So talk to me, explain to me about your business. And when you're talking laundry, pardon me, being a male, I'm trying to picture laundry and how small and dainty the material is. Do you do artwork on your laundry? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so Lazy Girl Laundry, my designs are all about effortless to wear designs that are ethically made. So I specialize in using a lot of lace and stretch fabric, and I have also collaborated for my previous collection for Fashion Week last year with another Aboriginal artist, Caleb Nichols Mandel, and we took his contemporary Aboriginal artwork and printed it onto beautiful satin fabric and a chiffon and created a gown and a long robe as well. So it was beautiful to be able to tie culture
yes.
and art and design all together.
Yeah, in the most nice, sexy way, you could say yes.
Yes.
So, look, absolutely. Congratulations. How long has Lazy Girl Laundry been operating for?
I started in 2016 as a hobby. So I was working full-time. I just graduated from design school studying fashion.
Okay.
And it was my passion project. So I've been going officially for about 8 years now.
Okay, fantastic. And with your wares, where can people purchase it online, or have you got a shop? Or?
Yeah, so I'm an e-commerce business. So I've got a website, lazygirllaundry.com, and an Etsy store, Etsy.com/lazygirllaundry. And I love being able to offer I create everything on a made-to-measure basis. So the process is generally people send me their measurements, or I help them with selecting them, and then they select the design, and then each piece is created specifically for them with their needs in mind.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, when we're talking laundry, like I said, pardon my ignorance, can males wear laundry?
I actually do have quite a lot of requests for males for male laundry. And so, yeah, because I do the made to measure, I make laundry for all bodies, so males included.
Good, fantastic, good. So entrepreneur, businesswoman you are, how many are on board with the company?
At the moment, I wear most of the hats myself. So I'm the founder, the designer, the customer service. I do have a little bit of help in terms of wholesale orders. I have a contractor who helps me. But, yeah, mostly everything is handmade with my own two hands for the client that will be wearing the beautiful lingerie.
Cassandra, too deadly. Now, when you're talking about laundry and you're talking about a business opportunity, a business entity, that's who you are. So as a fashion person, what made you lean towards laundry? I mean, black sisters look deadly in laundry and black sisters wear laundry. So you saw that as a market, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea came to me when I was studying in college. I knew I wanted to have a fashion label, but I wasn't quite sure what specific area I wanted it to be in. But we did a swimwear and lingerie unit, and it just all came into place. Like, it's something different, it's unique. I saw a bit of a gap in the market for the made to measure, and I just thought, like, this is it. It just all made sense, and I loved it.
Okay, beautiful. And you're talking all bodies. You even mentioned male. Fantastic. So we're talking, no matter what color or what shape, everyone deserves to wear laundry, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Diversity is something, it's a value that's really close to my heart.
Good.
And I'm really passionate about making laundry for all bodies.
Well, congratulations, my sister. They say if you find that when you're talking with people, you find the wants and needs for the people, you create that want and need, and you've got a business. And that's what you've done. You created a space for all peoples, all bodies, black or white, man or woman, to be wearing laundries. And here we have lazygirllaundry.com. Too deadly. thank you for the yarn and congratulations. We'll check out the webpage. All you mob out there listening, do check out the webpage, lazygirllaundry.com. Cassandra Pons, who's the founder and a black girl in business. And look, just putting smiles on people's dials. And thank you for the yarn. And you take care, Cassandra, and we'll yarn soon, sister.
You too. Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you today.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn with deadly sister, entrepreneur Cassandra Pons, founder of Lazy Girl Laundry. Do check it out, lazygirllaundry.com. Fantastic business opportunity. And look, putting her work out there and using art as well in regard to her her product, so, which is fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Poor Amisir, Bagwarwar in Kurlam.
From the east we were conquerors.
Jenda banapi bamanda, jenda bakat jenda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
To the ZK, time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These parcel tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake baller acting finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them c'est la vie. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip, never a bitch. I ain't got grip when I'm flipping the switch, digging your ditch, dead or alive, top five, red eye ballers, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, it got you saying.
Fuji was a white clip. Kelly Goon, do what they do and hold the vibe next.